Parshas HaZinu is essentially a shiro, a poetic admonition that Moses addressed to Israel before he passed away from this world. He said, "Gather to me all the leaders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words to them and call the heavens and the earth as witnesses for them." Our parsha then begins, "Hazinu Hashemayim, listen, give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. Vesishma ha'oretz, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth." Our sages note the difference between the words Hazinu and Sishma. Hazinu, give ear, is said about someone or something close by. Sishma, hear, is said about someone or something at a distance. Moses was closer to the spirituality of the heavens than to the materialism of the earth. Heaven was closer to him than the earth. Thus he said Hazinu to the heavens and Sishma to the earth. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef of Polnoy, the famous disciple of the Baal Shem Tov, offered a moralistic interpretation. He states that the Shemayim, the heavens, refers to scholars, the leaders and guides of the people, who are supposed to be closer to the heavens above. And Oretz, the earth, refers to the masses, the average person. Our pasuk thus admonishes, "You, the scholars and leaders, the heavens over the people, lend your ears, listen closely, and follow my instructions. And then, v'sishma ha'oretz, the masses too will obey." This idea follows upon the principle that the misdeeds and transgressions of the people are to be blamed upon the leaders. If the leaders are worthy, it is well for the world and well for their people. But if they are not worthy, woe to the world and woe to their people. Leadership means responsibility. This applies to any shape and form of leadership, whether it be social, political, or spiritual. Any and every position of authority or influence over others, anyone that is looked up to, and that includes pretty much everybody, is charged with responsibility to guide, correct, inspire, and exert positive influence. Each and every one of us is a role model, whether we are conscious of this or not, whether we like it or not. But before we can correct or rebuke others in an effective way, we must take to heart the words of our sages, "Keshoit es atzmecho, ve'achakach keshoit acherim." First adorn and perfect yourself, and then adorn and perfect others. It will not do to demand goodness and morality from our children, students, or acquaintances when we ourselves are not prepared to practice what we preach. And in reverse, as they see how we ourselves prove our belief in those higher ideals by practicing them, that is the most effective lesson that we can offer them. Thus Hazinu Hashemayim, you, the heavens, who are in some elevated position, you who by age, education, experience, and status in life are designated to be closer to the values of Torah and Mitzvahs, give ear, listen, live up to these values and ideals. This will lead of itself that the Sishma Ha'oretz, that those who are further removed, those who are younger and less informed, will see you, learn from you, and hear as well.